Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news updates, and even more K-pop. I feel like it's, you know, I mean, this is a K-pop podcast, right, Haley?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, along with that awkward start, yes, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell if you have not done so yet. Because we do a lot of things here besides talk K-pop. We talk about even more K-pop. We're going to be going through, you know, usually we do concerts coming up. Then we kind of go through comebacks, music videos we checked out. And then this episode, we're going to be talking about Cat's Eye. We're going to be talking about Meow or Meow-va-va-va. We're going to, my fellow Blinks, we have a good amount of Blackpink that have been dropping, like in terms of, you know, for us to consume and content-wise. Just going to bring up a little bit of, like, a bit of Twice stuff going on, 50-50 to us. Haley, of course, will talk some Stray Kids, BTS. And I mean, there's actually a decent amount of BTS stuff going on. Also related to Epic High, we had that article with Tableau. That was really interesting, too. So obviously, we're going to talk about RM later with Tableau. And yeah, Stray Kids, Haley's going to actually talk about some Next Z with that. With that, I think we should also let everyone know that we are still doing the Coachella Lisa giveaway. So if you did not know. If you did not know, Haley, that we were having giveaway the past couple of episodes and somehow you're just tuning in for the first time, welcome. And second, you might be tuning in because we are giving away a signed Lisa alter ego album for our little mini Coachella giveaway, since we've enjoyed Coachella so much just watching it from home and all the performances and everything, of course, K-pop related as well. And all you have to do to enter is tell us your Blackpink bias, which Blackpink solo member album that you enjoy the most. And third, you just have to tell us your favorite song, Blackpink wise or even from the solo albums. So let us know, specifically, of course, related to Blackpink. And you can submit that on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast by sending us a DM, a message. And also, when you send us a DM and message, let us know if you have any questions for us, K-pop related, at least. It could be any kind of question as long as it's K-pop related. For us, you know, it could be just opinions on something, what we thought of something. What are other ones people were talking about? I think people, like if we collect like photo cards or like, yeah, just like
even like people have been asking for like tips. And trips for, like, concert tickets.
That's true, Haley's. That's actually right. There's been a good amount of you. So, yeah, any type of stuff that that you'd want to ask us and we'd answer if we move forward with the Q&A episodes. And we'll let you know about that once we get there. You can also submit your entries and also the Q&A questions to permissionastandpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, wow.
We have a Gmail email and we actually had one for a while. I just didn't realize that we had it. And I guess I made it probably when we started this podcast, just in case. But yeah, so we have one. I believe it's permissionastandpodcast@gmail.com. Very straightforward. I'm checking out my Gmail app right now to make sure I'm not dumb. And yes, it says permissionastandpodcast@gmail.com. And it says Joseph and Haley. Perfect. We are the hosts. Yeah, so do that to enter the signed alter ego Lisa album giveaway. You know what? Not as many. Okay, there's some of you that have entered. I thought more would enter. You should probably enter. I mean, it gives better chances for those who didn't enter.
Right.
But I mean, we're gonna throw in freebies and you get a free signed album. Why not enter? It's really quick and easy, right? Also, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe if you haven't yet either. I think now we can get started, Haley, with, I guess we could talk about what's going on this week. This weekend here in Southern California at Huntington Beach, so around Orange County, which is south of Los Angeles, Wango Tango is going on, which is hosted by Kiss FM, which is like one of the major, I guess, radio broadcasting stations, right, of Southern California and L.A., specifically in Orange County. And they have this concert that I think they do, like, I think it's, like, annually.
Yeah.
For years. I think I was little when they started doing this. But we have K-pop performers, of course.
Of course.
That's why we're kind of bringing it up.
Mm-hmm.
A2O May by that new... It's like, think of them as Chinese XG.
Because
mm-hmm. they're all members... all the members are Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
I think two of them are actually twins. Mm-hmm. And they're half American. You could kind of tell which
from
one's the
Hawaii.
Half American. From Hawaii. Oh, wow, Haley. Mm-hmm. Big A2O May fan over here, whatever the fandom is called, if they even have one yet.
H2O.
Oh,
I'm
that's actually
kidding.
Pretty interesting.
I'm just kidding.
Hearts to Hearts is going to be performing mm-hmm. here as well, which is, of course, SM's newest girl group. Cat's Eye.
Yes!
Gnarly.
I'm so excited.
We're going to see Gnarly live.
I like that song a lot.
It has grown on us so much. It's like I'm disappointed in myself, but at the same time, I'm like, it gets me amped up. I'm like,
I didn't hate it.
I think we did bring that up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the biggest one in terms of K-pop for them out of all of them is NMIX,
mm-hmm.
of course, the Gen 4 group of JYP. So that'd be really cool to see. And along with them, it's going to be Megan Trainor, David Guetta, Doja Cat, and Gwen Stefani. So it's quite the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going on. It's actually going to be on Saturday in Huntington Beach. Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on. Also, if you're an Oh My Girl fan, Hyojung, Mimi, Seunghee, and Yubin have renewed their contracts with WM Entertainment. But Yua and Aaron
mm-hmm.
decided to leave the company. They did not renew the contracts with WM Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
But they will still continue promoting with the group, so you're totally fine. It's kind of like, you know, Monsta X with like I Am. Remember I Am left?
Yeah,
like
Mangne, exactly.
And then, but he still performs.
Yeah, under
with them, mm-hmm. I guess under his own company thing.
Yeah,
and,
uh-huh.
Yeah, and has like a contract with
they're
when
just
they're doing
have more
group
freedom,
activities.
Probably.
I get it. Mm-hmm. And
kind of like Taemin.
Oh yeah,
still with Shiny.
Yeah, you're right.
Technically,
so there's a lot of applicable mm-hmm. examples, right, for that. And I think we could get started with comebacks. There seems like a decent amount coming up here right
mm-hmm.
now. We have already starting tomorrow, like May 8th, is P1 Harmony, their 8th mini album, not just tomorrow, maybe today mm-hmm. when this episode drops, Joko, duh. May 12th, I'm excited for this one. Meow, they're My Eyes Open Wide, Haley.
Eyes Wide Open.
This is not Twice's album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and it's, they spell wide with, of course, there's W, so it has
the
a VV.
Mm-hmm.
So it's My Eyes Open Wide
mm-hmm.
by Myov. their first EP is dropping May 12th. We already heard the pre-release single, Haley.
Which
you know
was really good. Hands up.
Hands
amazing.
Up. Haley's been kind of listening to it a lot.
Obsessed with that song, too.
Oh, okay. I guess the word is obsessed now. And then on the same day, Triple S Assemble 25, Triple S's second album, as a full group, all 24
Damn,
members.
They get like one line each.
Pretty much, and the song is done. And I guess it's going to be called, or actually, I don't know what the album is called, but we have the title track is, I guess it's called, Are You Alive? Question mark. Interesting. I wonder what's going on with that. May 13, right after, Haley.
Boy
He's
Next
back.
Door.
Oh, you didn't even
oh,
let me.
Sorry.
I'm trying to help you. Oh, God. Go. Just go.
The Boy Next Door. Yes.
Or
they're
I meant,
finally.
Who's, I guess
who's
it's
there?
Who's there. I said who's back. Same shit.
Guess who's back. Back again. Yes. Boy Next Door are back with their fourth EP, No Genre. They have actually dropped a spoiler sound video of all their new tracks. And honestly, not being biased,
a
but
spoiler sound is it almost like you know?
It's like a clip of from each like.
Is it's like is it kind of like you know the ones we've seen for Stray Kids and Islet like what they do?
Kinda yeah, but this one is not like you know how Stray Kids kind of like mashes this up.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
Like a DJ mix.
Oh,
this
but
one
theirs
is like
crazy.
Straight up. Yeah.
I mean, so like Islet then, right? Like
yes.
I don't know why Islet's the one that stood out
exactly.
to me just because of
mm-hmm.
when we heard their like pre-debut.
Right, yeah. So this is like that, but then they have the members actually like singing it, and they're in it. Because you know how Islets was just like animation?
Oh, yeah.
Boy Next Door is actually in this music video. Oh, not music video. Video spoiler track. And honestly, not biased, but every song sounds amazing, and I'm really excited to hear it because I feel like it's been a while since they've dropped like a full album. I know they had that solo song in January, but that's also going to be on the album. They have 7 songs. I Feel Good, which is the title track, 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, Step by Step, Are You Kidding, Next Mistake, and then they'll have an English version of I Love You as well.
You sound very biased.
Even though you said you're not. You didn't hear it. Did you think it sounded good?
I didn't hear it.
What the fuck? I thought I played it like right in front of you.
I don't know if you did. You might. You think a lot of things sometimes. I know,
like,
I heard. Okay.
I saw you like their post.
I like the post, but I didn't listen to this whole thing.
Listen to it. Okay.
Wait. They made an IG post of the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like. Oh,
and I saw you.
I just liked it. Yeah, I didn't know it's like a full on. It's going to be the exact same thing. So that reel that they posted is like what, 3 minutes long or something?
Yeah, and then they also have like the link for the YouTube.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I just liked it. Anyways, let's see. May 14, we have BB's album, the second album, Eve Romance. Also, Yuta from NCT, it looks like a Japanese album release. His first single, Twisted Paradise. Twice will also have a JP release, their 5th best album, #Twice5. They love doing that #Twice whatever number for their best albums for like the Japan releases. Mm-hmm. I guess it's very straightforward. And Monsta X, I guess they're going to have something called Now Project Volume 1, and that's going to be their digital album. We haven't heard from them in a while.
That's true. Ever since they all got back from military.
Yeah, because like Shonu has been back for a while. I think all of them, like you said, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's interesting. Let's see how that goes. May 16th, we have, of course, Worldwide Handsome Jin of BTS. He's going to be, I guess, the whole album is going to drop already, huh? Second mini album, Echo, with the title track, Don't Say You Love Me.
I'm excited for his album.
Yeah, this should be very interesting and great to hear. Especially, it's just kind of in time to get to know the songs for his concert.
That's true. He'll be performing probably like all of the new songs.
I think so. We're going to probably hear Super Tuna.
Oh, yes.
Finally. May 19th, we have Baekhyun from EXO. 5th mini album. I didn't even know he had 5 mini albums already. Holy shit. Essence of Reverie. I mean, it makes sense because I feel like EXO hasn't really...
been around.
All the members are just doing solo shit for EXO. I mean, we just had Kai like a week or two ago.
Right.
And also from the SM family, Rise.
Yeah, Rise. I feel like it's been a while since we've heard from them as well. Rise is actually gearing up for a new comeback. It's been 11 months. That's kind of a long time for a K-pop group, if you ask me.
Especially like something like SM and then like one of the newer like Gen 5 groups too. I feel like they pump them out so much, like the Gen 5 groups, like music-wise.
Right. To be fair, I mean...
Like waiting almost a year though, that's pretty long.
It is a long time, but to be fair, Rise went through some shit.
Oh, you're right.
You know? So that's probably why. So they're back on their feet again. They're
#Going... Rise is 7.
Don't start that. So basically, it's titled Odyssey, and then the new album is going to be releasing May 19th, like we said. It's going to have 10 tracks, so that's a lot. I'm glad, honestly, because it's been a while.
Is it a full album then? It's probably
I don't know.
10 tracks.
Probably.
I would consider that full album territory.
I think so, too. Yeah, full album then. But what's interesting is that they made a new Instagram account just for this album.
Why?
I don't know.
What the fuck?
I'm not following it. I'm still... Because, like, you know how, like, Instagram, you can kind of, like, tag, and then it'll show the post from the other Instagram? So I'm like, why do I need to follow the other one if I'm already following Rise's main account?
Does that mean you guys are going to make a new Instagram account every comeback release? And then once the comeback is done, you know, people... It's just going to be left there. Like, there's no point.
Yeah, I really don't think it's necessary, but honestly...
And I think it's a bad idea, because you should just be promoting it on the main platform of your group.
But
this is dumb.
If you guys are interested, it's @Rise_Odyssey. So, if you want to follow it, which I'm not, but yeah, it's
have
there.
Fun. I guess we'll stop there so we can have some other comebacks to talk about around like the second half of May later on. And probably the next episode, of course. Now we should talk about some music videos. I think a decent amount of things have dropped within this past week.
Uh-huh.
Baemon dropped a single track called Ghost. Kind of out of nowhere, but it maybe wasn't really out of nowhere. I was going to try to make a cheesy ass joke, like out of nowhere, like a ghost just appearing.
Oh my God.
So now you know what, how cheesy it was going to be. So,
yeah.
I shouldn't have said anything, but there's no actual music video. And actually the reason why they dropped this was because it's going to be the theme song for a Japanese movie called Miruko-chan. And Miruko-chan is actually an anime series that I wanted to watch, but never watched it. But it's kind of like a little like slice of life horror film.
Yeah, like, she sees ghosts.
Yeah, it's this girl. She sees ghosts and she tries to ignore them. But they're like creepy and crazy.
That's
and scary.
Like you.
They're like super horror looking. Yeah, when I was a kid.
Right. But ignore them just like her.
But I was able to close it off. I guess that's another story for another time if you're curious about that. I didn't even know all about that till my like relatives told me all about that shit. But yeah, so that's probably why it's called Ghosts, because she sees like ghosts and monsters and shit, which he tries to ignore. But that's Miruko-chan. And there's an anime series that dropped, I think, like three-ish years ago. Super popular. Did really well. So if you're a weeb, along with being a Koreaboo, and you're here, there you go. Check it out. Unless you probably checked it out already.
But then that one is for the live action.
The live action movie. Correct. Yeah. Right. Another one we checked out. I mean, maybe because going back to this really quick. I mean, it could be like, you know how like they have those... For like, you know, like the Tetris movie for Aespa, right?
Yeah.
So maybe it's something like that. I can imagine. Because I remember when we've heard it, it sounded a little off. Like, not off in a bad way, but off like, you know, like, oh, this doesn't sound, this sounds like it was made for something.
Right.
Specific.
Oh, yeah.
It sounded like a, yeah, like an OST. Mm-hmm. Something for like a film or a series or something. And we got our answer when I Googled it up because Haley was like, this sounds like it's for something. And I was like, you know what? You're right. Let's see. We also checked out Lisa with Maroon 5.
You mean Adam Levine.
Exactly, Haley. You're right. That's exactly what it is.
It was only him in the music video. Trying to riz up Lisa.
Trying to riz up Lisa. He did for their song Priceless. Mm-hmm. He looks like he's trying to be Travis Barker now.
He has a lot of tats. I didn't realize that.
I didn't know that either. And his head shave. He literally looks like a GQ model of Travis. Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I don't know if that's a compliment or not, but because I love Travis and I love Blink-182. But yeah, it was weird to see him because I was like, oh, damn, he looks like this now. Cool guy. But yeah, so they dropped the song. You would expect it to be catchy.
Of course.
It's catchy as fuck. Super AF.
But it probably doesn't sound good live.
shade thrown at both of them. Haley.
No, not Lisa's part, because at least she just raps in this. She's good at rapping live. Right, yeah. But Maroon 5, or I mean, Adam Levine can't sing live.
Like, not as well as you'd expect him to. That's why he sticks... They don't tour as much anymore compared to, like, their early days, which is crazy because, like, Adam Levine and Maroon 5, yeah, that's what the group should have been called. I think I remember listening to them when I was, like, in elementary school or high school.
They had really good songs,
They've been out forever, okay? Also, the music video was very interesting. It was like Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Right, they're trying to kill each other, basically.
They're trying to kill each other at the same time.
They're in love.
Very, like, in a very sexy style.
Yeah.
Sexily trying to kill each other. And did one of them
obviously
win?
Like, all of the stunts are not done by them.
Oh my God, it was so obviously, like, obvious that the stunt doubles were the ones doing the fighting.
Of course.
It was pretty funny, though. I think they did it on purpose because it was kind
of
funny.
I don't think either of them won. They ended up, like, dancing together at the end.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. We all lose. TXT Love Language music video just also dropped. Of course, it's another good song because it's TXT. It was pretty interesting. It looks like they're, like, in some European coastal countryside.
Yeah,
where
it's very catchy song, of course.
Very, very catchy. A lot of people... first off, like, I think one of our friends, Jackie, is very obsessed with Subin, especially when he's wearing eyeglasses.
Oh,
I think she has
fetish.
An eyeglass fetish.
I think so, too.
Don't worry. All of us have our own little nuances, of course. One of our other friends, since I threw Jackie out there with her eyeglass is not even that bad.
No, it's not.
I mean, our friend Kevin is into feet.
Oh, man.
Talked himself
into it.
There's
people that like
armpits. There's armpit fetishes, and, you know, the list goes on. Yeah. I do have a fetish for like
accessories,
for hats and like beanies and accessories. I like that kind of stuff. And
I Haley's do right. too.
I really like, yeah, I like that a lot, especially like on my biases.
I was
K-pop.
Like, Songho with a hat is see? Like a different level. Compared yeah, it's to like him a not wearing a hat. I know. I don't know. It's different.
I know. I get it.
Yeah.
I like for real. It's like when I see like Ahyeon or like Jenny wearing. Like hats, like the dad hats.
Yeah.
And then when I see like Minji when she's wearing like beanies and shit, I'm like, oh my God. Another next level kind of stuff.
I was kind of disappointed that Songho didn't even wear a hat at all at KCON. When
sorry.
We saw him. I was like, what
we
the
just
fuck?
Give him a hat. Like, you're like, you should have just got your hat I and put through it on him. Like, put this on.
My
and
God.
And just look at him.
I was like, no.
Just put it on him during your high touch and then like just stand there and just be like, let me just look at you for a second.
Oh, he looks so good with hats.
So yeah, I totally get it. I get it. And also, well, also funny enough, because I feel like I always wear beanies and hats, too. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, I love beanies and hats.
I do, too.
As an accessory. And, yeah, Haley does wear a decent amount, too, even though she has, like, her colored hair. Mm-hmm. Another thing that people were talking about for this TXT video was a lot of people were saying they stole Taemin's guilty dance.
I mean.
Okay, to be fair. You know, we always, a lot of people and everyone says like, oh, it's been done before. Literally, no one has done that dance before.
No.
Taemin was kind of the first.
Yeah.
They're not stealing it. I feel like, why do you have to use the word steal?
They're inspired.
Inspiration. You're right. Yeah. Inspired. For some reason, for a second, I thought you said expired.
No, inspired.
I was like, inspired. I had to like think on my head like, wait a second. I had to, I misheard that. And I did. Inspired.
It's
for
not
sure.
even the same. They're just putting their hand underneath their shirt and showing their stomachs,
which is kind of sounds the same as what
yeah,
you just
Taemin
described.
Kind of
Taemin's
like puts his under and he grabs his neck from under his shirt.
Yeah,
so that's a little bit different.
This is like a mini like version, but at the same time, who cares? It's not the exact
Why?
Same. It's not even the exact same freaking dance or the exact same choreo because of what Haley just said, and the song sounds completely different.
Also, why are you complaining? You're getting to see their fucking abs.
It's just oh what the man hell? You know, K-Net's been doing K-Net stuff. Yeah, so that was a really good song and good music video though. Next up, Haley, Next Z.
Yes, Next Z, their song music video really dropped, and I think I'm going to talk about like their whole album later on, but I really, really like their new album, and this song is really good, too. Oh, really?
What happened in the music video?
What happened in the music video?
Yeah, yeah, I want to know.
I don't even remember what. I watched it once, to be honest, and I just listened to the rest of the.
Do you remember anything from the music video? What they
yeah,
were wearing?
Yeah, they were, like,
okay,
all
okay.
wearing blonde wigs, and they were, like, getting electrocuted.
Okay. Oh, see, that sparked something.
Also,
and that, no
now,
pun intended.
Now I do remember.
There you
Their
go.
Music video was kind of weird and wacky. Honestly, they had like a crane, but the crane had like those, you know, those chatterbox teeth. And they were doing like eating a lot of candy. It was really, really random. It seemed like a sugar rush.
Everything
like a sugar
you're
high.
Everything you're saying
sounds like a fever dream.
It doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't make sense. Their music video doesn't make sense to me. But it's very quirky and weird. I can't believe I couldn't even remember it.
Check it out. Also, Rise.
Oh, Rise. So, yes, they did drop. I think this is like a pre-release song for their album. It's called Bag Bad Bag.
Oh, boy. Was this a song?
I feel like
you probably need
sounds
a couple listens.
The ending of the song is very, very my jam. But the rest of the song is
Ja-jam?
Yes, jam. The rest of the song is not my kind of genre that I listen to, but, you know, I give him a chance. Wonbin looks fucking amazing. He has red hair, and he was wearing a beret.
Someone is very biased.
I am. And plus, he's wearing a hat. He looks so good in hats. But the sound of the song, I mean, if you like NCT 127,
oh, this
I
is
think
your
you'd
shit.
Like this song,
there
to
you
be
go.
Honest. Yeah.
Was some part of it parts of it in black and white? I'm trying to. I think I vaguely remember it. Unless
yeah,
I,
it was
okay because it reminds.
So say same with Nexi's song, but they had like black and white as well, and then they'd come into color.
Okay,
is that a thing right now?
Maybe it was. I mean, because I think of Click Clack by Baby Monster,
yeah,
which was all black
I guess
and
that's
white.
A thing right now.
And then let's see another one we checked out: Kiss of Life, or should I say Cancelled of Life? I'm just kidding.
Oh, man,
Live, Love, Laugh. Their music video that dropped. It was interesting because It was a montage at the end of the members, but the majority of the video was like an animated music video.
It was
like a Korean style animated, like a girl following a girl. I think it was maybe multiple girls, and it's just very interesting. Like, it was really cute and stuff, but it's just like, oh, we'll see what happens.
I don't know how many views their music videos usually get, but this one was kind of low.
Yeah. let's keep it that way. Not even barely is almost at 100k.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
It's 1,000 off, so you're almost there. And then last but not least, of course, RM and Tablo dropped their, which was also an animated music video.
It was
more like a low, you know, the lo-fi girl. It's a lo-fi, like it's a younger boy, but it was pretty deep. Especially the lyrics, "Stop the Rain." I think Haley will talk about it more. BTS at the BTS segment, because we have kind of more info about like what it's about, and like, you know, there wasn't even an interview.
A lot of deep
meaning. It's pretty heavy. It's called "Stop the Rain" because the rain is pretty heavy. It's pretty heavy rain, to be honest. And on that note, it's also time to stay hydrated, because we're talking about rain. So open your mouth if it's raining outside, and just take it in, some liquid water hydration. And don't forget to take a bathroom break or whatever you need to do, because you're still here tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell wherever you're tuning in, because we are pretty much available on almost all podcast streaming platforms. Haley, give them a brief rundown of what they can do right now. You don't have to go into details of entering it and all that stuff. Just talk about, I'm going to line it up for you, the giveaway, talk about Q&A, sending us questions, and where to find us.
Yeah, so find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. We also have an email for you that don't have Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast at Gmail. And what you can do there is enter the Alter Ego Lisa signed album giveaway. Yes.
And you forgot one part. You're almost there.
And what else?
Send us questions. Oh my God. Or your stories, K-pop related stories and K-pop related questions, if you have any, to any of those. Again, it's at Permission to Stand Podcast on Instagram. Send us a DM there. Or send us an email, permissionstandpodcast@gmail.com. Just kind of give us a rundown with, like, you know, on your subject heading. Just put like
Q&A
or Q&A and entry for the giveaway or Lisa giveaway. All right.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Now we can move on. We talked about Wango Tango really briefly. The thing is, if you're going Wango Tango, we might see you there. Because we ended up we were not going to go. Trust me.
Right.
Like, we were not planning on going. And all of a sudden, just for fun, you know, like, you know those Instagram contests where it's like, tag someone.
Right.
Follow these accounts and like. And you
for your chance to win.
And you entered your chance to win. And there's like thousands of people that always send stuff. I do that for a lot. Not going to lie. I did it for this one too. So it was A2O, and they had a collaboration with H Mart. And the crazy thing is, I checked my DMs a few days ago on my personal Instagram account. And I guess I won one of the giveaways. I'm sure there's multiple winners. But we won a pair. So me and Haley are going to Wango Tango.
Right. It was so last minute. But I was like, request off for work.
Well, that means we're going to see Gnarly.
I can't wait.
Going to see it live. Can't wait. I can't wait to see NMIX 2. And I have my extra new phone, which is I treated myself for my birthday to a Samsung S23 Ultra, which is not as new as Haley's S25 Ultra, but it does the damn job for videos and zooming and video qualities for concerts. So I could finally put it to the test. I'm super excited. And yes, I still have my regular iPhone too. Mm-hmm. This is literally like just my little, it's like a tablet for me.
Right. Yeah. He plays his games on there too.
So I'm excited to finally use it and see how well it goes. And I can't wait to post whatever we get. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see, you know, I mean, it's going to be interesting and fun to see A2O May. So shout out to A2O in general for, you know, for the giveaway and for selecting us. Mm-hmm. And also shout out to H Mart. We love shopping there, to be honest.
We do.
It's one of our favorite Korean grocery stores, and we always get ice cream there when we're there. And at the, about the same time, super excited to see A2O May because, like I said, it's going to be very interesting since, you know, all it's going to be great for Wango Tango, especially because it's an American audience.
Right.
Like I said, Haley mentioned, two of them are from Hawaii. Mm-hmm. I know all the members are Chinese, and it's like a Chinese group, and they're promoting, you know, like in Korea for, through K-pop. Mm. Shows and everything, but at the same time the lyrics are English. Right, so like I said, Chinese XG, like in terms of that type of like that, what they're doing, not the genre itself, because like, their sound sounds so different.
I've actually not heard any of their songs.
How dare
maybe
you?
Maybe I'll just go in there blind.
Maybe, yeah, actually, you know what, let's do that.
No expectations.
I want to, yeah, you know, let's do that. I want to know what you think of it, because I really listen to Boss. I don't even know if they have more songs. I only know about Boss.
Okay.
So we'll be going there seeing, I'm excited to see NMIX and I'm excited to see Hearts to Hearts. Mm-hmm. I think this might be like their first US show, right?
Yeah, because they just debuted, didn't they?
So yeah, I mean, excited to see them, check them out. We did like their songs. The music was good. Oh shit, I should probably start listening to some Hearts to Hearts.
Is it the one with the chase?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
And, and I'm also, we've been listening to a lot of NMIX. I really like their last comeback. So I'm excited for this, to be honest. Yeah. Like, I want to see them. All of them look great.
That's true.
This is probably like
one they're maturing.
Like this is probably one of the best like looking eras that they're in right now. Just like when for aespa. Recently aespa's like all of them look phenomenal. Like the glow up, and all of them are just like everyone got that aura all over them for aespa and NMIX right now. So super excited about that. You're gonna check them out. I'm really excited. If any of you are going, I guess you could just message us, let us know. And we just won regular GA tickets, so we're just going to be GA.
Hanging out in
chilling,
the back.
Chilling. You know, Haley hates crowds if she doesn't need to be in there.
Yeah.
Unless it's Boy Next Door, she'll get maybe in there.
I don't think so.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, if she wouldn't even do that. If she didn't even, Haley, you say that now, but if they were going.
I would have got VIP.
Exactly. All right. Let's see. Cat's Eye. Speaking of Cat's Eye, since they're going to be there, and Gnarly Haley.
Yes.
You know this. Haley kind of knows the lyrics to this song.
They be trying to copy. I'm the shit.
I'm the shit.
I'm the shit. It's so good.
It's really catchy, and not to mention they're singing it along to freaking Mortal Kombat theme song.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's freaking awesome. It's so good. And let's see, Cat's Eye actually has been promoting Gnarly a lot in Korea. They've been shows. It's
doing
fun.
Dance challenges.
They've been doing so many dance challenges, of course, with their HYBE brothers and sisters across the river kind of thing. But they're finally crossed onto the other side of that river. Mm-hmm. And it's been really cool to see. It's really funny. I saw a meme or an edit. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw this. So Yunche, she's the Korean member.
Yes.
She speaks Korean. Yes. And she's the Mangnae. Mm-hmm. Did you see when she was introducing them during one of the shows? I'm not sure if it was Music Bank or Inkigayo. I'm not sure, but did you see that? She bowed and she said something,
and all the other
members, like Megan, was right next to her and didn't even bow. Some of the other members were looking, were like, "Oh, should we bow?" Half of them slightly bowed, and it was just like not in sync at all.
They were doing like the Wee Bear Bears thing, like Anyo.
Yeah, that's why. Oh my god, so reminding. It was the perfect one. Like they're like, "Anyo."
They're like, "I think we bow."
Oh, it was pretty funny because Megan didn't even freaking bow.
Right.
So they've been killing it. I mean, it sounds like they have a good fan.
They do.
Base over
I mean,
there.
It's very like when they're performing, you can hear the fans screaming.
So yeah, they went to Music Corps, they went to Music Bank. When they performed these ones, I mean, they didn't say I'm the shit. Haley.
No.
They didn't say the F-bombs.
They
Haley.
Didn't.
What did they say?
I'm legit.
I mean,
I'm legit.
That's a good, yeah. That's actually a good clean version.
Oh, no, yeah. It makes sense.
That lyrics is really good to like have covered. Oh, they did a good job.
Whoever, they thought about this in advance because they're like, oh, they obviously. Won't let us say that in Korea.
Yeah, so it was freaking awesome.
And instead of fucking, they say freaking.
Of course. Mm-hmm. That one's easy.
Yeah.
But, like I said, all the dance challenges have been so much fun. Haley, did you see the most recent one?
I did! Jaehyun from Boy Next Door.
Who did
of
she
course.
Dance with? Or did, who did he, she, he, did, he, de, he
was
dance
it Daniela?
With? Daniela was one.
Who was the other one? Was it Sophia?
No. It's,
Manon?
Yeah, Manon. Mm. And it's, like, pretty interesting because, like, it's kind of cool seeing him because, like, usually I've been seeing them dance, like, either as a full group or, yeah. like, with, like, some of the Asian members.
Uh-huh.
So it's cool kind of seeing, like, it was fully, like, multicultural.
Yeah,
right?
It was so good. And he's shaking his booty.
Jaehyun is smiling the whole fucking time.
Oh, he loves it.
You know
he
who
loves these kind of
You
dances.
Know who else loves this kind of shit?
Yeonjun.
That man.
Those two are not afraid
we
to
need,
shake their
We
butts.
Need Jaehyun, Yeonjun,
Changbin.
And Changbin to make their own boy group,
trio.
Girl group. Trio, like
all the baby
they
girls.
Would kill it. Mm-hmm. They're like ABGs.
They are.
yeah. So Yeonjun was really good. I think he did it with like the whole group, and it was cool because and then Yunjin from the Seraphim. Mm-hmm. Remember, she danced Touch with them a
right.
long time ago.
Yeah.
So it was kind of cool because she danced with a couple of them their song Gnarly, mm-hmm. and then they danced a couple of them danced with her doing. I think it was either Hot or Come Over. I can't remember.
It's
probably Hot.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. It was just kind of nice seeing, of course, if all the people I mentioned, guess what? HYBE, right?
Yeah, To Us did it too.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's under the HYBE umbrella. So, I mean, that was really cool, though. So it's cool to see that they're doing well mm-hmm. in Korea.
They are doing really well.
It's like everything that Vicha could have probably done, but they... fucking
well
fumbled.
Because they were like
Vicha was released earlier too
they
fumbled.
Just disappeared
well all the shit that was going on
oh, yeah,
too
bad.
Oh man
really
you
bad.
Need like it's like I think we brought it up last episode check it out
it's really
it's
sad.
Really fucked up and really it, yeah Vicha is not in a good
you know
place.
Why Cat's Eye is doing so well because they don't give them diets and shit they let them be thick
and yeah let them be thick and they're you know kind of like a little bit are they a little bit older or no?
No,
well,
they're
well,
still teens.
Well, Kaylee was really young.
They're older than Kaylee. Kaylee's
yeah,
like
13. Yeah, that was the rough one. Like, oh, man. So,
because Yunche, I think what? She's like 16?
Yeah.
17?
I mean, that extra few years helps.
Yeah,
kind of like in
of
terms
course.
Of emotional and mental stability. So, yeah. So if you want to see the other side of that coin, check out Vicha. But, of course, right now we're just enjoying Cat's Eye. Also, what I'm not enjoying is the fact that Yunjin did not perform in the last concert with Le Sserafim. It was kind of weird to see
sucks.
Them missing Yunjin. So it was like only four of them. And I don't know. Like during the performances, I saw some clips. It's like even people were posting about it. Like you could tell. Yunjin has this type of vibe and like energy that because she's crazy in a good way.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because she's like hyper and energetic. And plus she's American coded. So it's like kind of like different. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So like you kind of like missed a little bit of that. So it's kind of it's almost like, you know, when especially when you're in a group of five or less, you
yeah.
know, like when Aespa, when Winter wasn't there.
Right.
Oh,
you notice
shit.
It.
You notice you'll notice and feel it. So it's the same kind of thing. And like unfortunately, it's I guess like she had like a back injury
that
or something.
Sucks.
That's always really bad. We know how bad back injuries are. It really affects your whole body.
Yeah.
Dancing and everything. And plus all the dances they do are insane.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Felix.
I know.
When
Felix
had
that
spine
injury.
Yeah. So shit. I really hope she gets better soon. And then I really hope that
doesn't happen when they tour here.
Yeah. And I mean, including that is just like, I hope fucking HYBE and Source gives us dates.
That's true.
Like, we still haven't heard shit.
Right.
I'm the shit. And, yeah, so hoping she feels better and gets better soon with whatever kind of back issues she has. Also, aside from Cat's Eye doing well with all the promotions, Meow.
Mm-hmm.
Has been killing it too, Haley. They've
they
been
have
everywhere.
Been. I
They've
know.
Been doing...
Every, like, second scroll on my Instagram, it's Meow.
It's And it's kind of like their official Instagram. Mm-hmm. So they're doing a good job posting, whoever's in charge of the socials right now. And they've been doing dance challenges, Haley.
They have been. I think I mentioned some last time.
Oh,
With
Did
Big
you mention
Bang.
Eric Nam?
No, because he didn't do it with them yet.
Eric Nam interviewed them as well. And then you got to hear Ella talk a lot of English, which I'm sure she's very excited about since she's the American member too. And it's funny because I know...
She's from Westlake Village. Did you know that?
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
She's like right here.
She said that in the interview because Eric Nam was like asking where she was from. And then she was like, oh, yeah, like... Westlake Village.
Holy shit. Yeah. Okay, so I didn't watch like the... I only watched some random small clips. Mm-hmm. That's crazy to know. She's like pretty close to where we live-ish. Mm-hmm. And for... I know there's another member that's from Jersey. Shit, what's her name?
Don't ask me.
It starts with W, and I've been saying it a lot in the chat.
W.
Oh my god, it's the one that's like... she's very tall, and she looks like a tan... like Jiho, but she's super tall.
That's
who's Gollum is from Gawon. Lord of the Rings. Oh, Gawon.
That's like, not W.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's a G.
There's a W in the middle.
I know. I was like trying to think. I was like, there's no member.
Gawon.
There's no
She's
member
from
in
the
Cats.
East Coast.
Oh, no, Cat's
Eye. I thought.
From Meow.
First
that
off,
is a W.
First off, Haley, Gollum is not.
I said Gawon.
Gollum is part of Lord of the Rings. She's not part of Meow. Second, it was interesting because if you didn't know this, Ella struggles learning Korean. Mm-hmm. She has like a lot of... You could probably find videos of her just struggling. There's like compilations. It's pretty funny. Mm. And all the members tease her because she's like really... like her Korean, she's still like learning it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, she's definitely from here.
That's fine. Look at Felix.
Yeah, if anything, it's close to Felix. But I think hers is a little bit... like it was a lot more difficult. Mm. And you could kind of tell she's still like trying to catch on to it. Mm. But, yeah, so they've been doing that. And one of the other crazy things, too, which was insane, I got out of one of the basketball games I went to with a couple of friends. We went to the Clippers versus the Nuggets, which the Clippers won. And, of course, the Clippers threw it all away in Game 7 at Denver because their Clippers be doing Clipper shit. Anyways, right as soon as we got to the car and we were waiting for all the fucking traffic to die down so we could actually leave the damn parking structure, I saw a notification from Meow. Found out that they actually have signed albums. Mm. I guess it's only for U.S. residents right now. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it's not like some bullshit print thing, but
hopefully not. They had videos of them signing it.
I mean, that's what they did for Lisa and that's Jenny too,
true,
right?
Boo.
And this is also YG and Black Label, right?
Oh,
so
God.
That's why I'm worried. At the same time, I'm kind of, you know, I'm optimistic at the same time because they're not at that level. They kind of have to do their,
pay their dues.
And the cool thing is, it's not actually the album outer part that's signed. Well, technically with like with Lisa and Jenny, it was like inserts, right? They had like little signed things inside. This one is a signed poster. One of the foldable posters is actually signed by every member. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. Of course, I ordered myself each. There's two different album versions that are included for the signed option.
Aww.
So I ordered both of them, and I mean, I'm just excited whenever they get shipped out.
Man, I want the jelly version of their
album. It's not the jelly one.
Cat paw that comes with it.
I wish it was. Trust me, I would have definitely bought it, but it's not. Yeah, it's not the jelly version. But yeah, so that was kind of cool, pleasant surprise. It's cool that they're doing it for the U.S. because I actually, you know, the U.S. we do, like, as much as we complain about, like, you know, we don't get to see all the concerts and all like the fan meets and all the crazy shit that happens outside for free with the K-pop groups. So what they do is they kind of give us signed stuff.
Yeah.
And it all started with Twice, right? Remember when Twice did like the signed bookmarks and Stray Kids did signed photo cards with the album?
Yeah,
they did it once, but that's pretty insane, right? That they actually did that.
Yeah.
Considering like how hard it, like you don't see that too often.
Mm-mm.
So that's kind of like what we get. And I mean,
people, it's exclusive to
so
US.
A lot of people like internationally, you know, they pay top dollar too for that kind of stuff. So I mean, I guess that's one perk, I guess, for us. We'll take it. Also, I'm not sure if Anna or Ella is my bias. I'm still kind of torn. We'll see. I think I need to watch more of their content. Let's talk about their older sisters. They're Unis. Blackpink. Because Blackpink is also working on their comeback. There was a post about it. They're hoping to drop something before their tour.
I would hope so. Like, please drop this before your tour so we know the music.
I would really, really hope so. It's cutting it close. Mm-hmm. The tour's in July. I really doubt it. Man, they're all so busy.
That's true. Well, it's in July.
Yeah.
I mean, if they drop it next month, they're good.
They have to they're still recording and doing shit. So I really don't think it's going to happen.
What the hell? We won't get any new songs? What are they performing at their tour?
Their solo fucking songs.
I'll take it.
You know what? I'll take it too. But we'll talk more about Blackpink after you all take a bathroom break, a water break, and a subscribing break, because you should be subscribing, following, liking all the stuff about this podcast wherever you're tuning in at Permission to Stand Podcast. We are pretty much available almost on all podcast streaming platforms. So ratings, reviews, anything that helps spread the word of our podcast. And, you know, that's how, you know, all when you guys do that, it helps spread the word to other K-pop list like stands. And It's cool because people are like, oh, I just found your podcast. Mm-hmm. We get this a lot, actually, too.
Yeah.
I just found your podcast. I don't really have other people to really talk with. And it's cool, like, keeping up to date with different groups or learning about new groups that I didn't think about or just talking and hearing about K-pop.
That's true.
So I'm glad we could be that outlet for you. So we really appreciate that. And Haley, we can show their appreciation to them with this giveaway. So what can they do? What can they do to help us?
First off, give us 5 stars. How about that? 5-star Michelin. But then for our giveaway, if you want to enter the Lisa signed Alter Ego album, make sure you send your entries to at Permission to Stand Podcast on Instagram. And if you don't have an Instagram, you can send it to our email, permissionstandpodcast@gmail.com.
Nicely done, Haley. You did it. And we can continue with this next part. We're going to continue with more Blackpink since we were talking about them. They have been so busy.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Jisoo.
I mean, she's been doing
busy
stuff
in Asia.
Yeah. She's been doing stuff in Korea.
Over here, on like this other half of the world kind of thing, there's been a lot going on. It's pretty insane. Blackpink-wise,
yeah.
Freaking Rosé and Lisa were at the F1 in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of crazy.
That's cool.
I know Lisa has been to F1 before, but this is the first time Rosé was there. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool because they both waved the checkered flags for the laps.
Rosé was like, oh my God, I'm so nervous.
She's like, why am I nervous? Like, I'm like, yeah.
She's so funny.
Like, just calm down, Rosé. Like,
you're just waving a flag.
But
I guess you don't want to mess up.
Don't drop the flag. Can you imagine
exactly.
If you drop the flag,
oh
you'll kill someone because they're going like at
super
crazy
fast
speeds.
Yeah.
Like, it'll like stab a driver through the eye or like explode a tire. So, yeah, she could be a little nervous.
Yeah, that's true.
Not to mention if anything hits them, like, it's scary, too, because they're just, it's a blink of an eye.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she had that, the old guy that was holding her and instructing her was really nice, because, he was, like, you know, making sure, he's doing his job, right?
Right.
But I could tell, like, if you watch the clip carefully, he looks to his left, like, while Rosé's waving it.
And he
he's
steps
like,
out of
yeah,
the
Yeah, you see that? He's like, oh, shoot, you know, I don't want to get in her, like, video picture.
Right, yeah.
Super nice, so that was really considerate of him. But, yeah, it was really cool, even, like... I think they were hanging out a lot at Team Ferrari. Like, Lisa was there, and I think Rosé was there. But they also, like, Lisa was also, like, Team Mercedes, too, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, like, interesting, too, because Rosé was seen talking with Lewis Hamilton, who's one of, like, you know, one of the biggest F1 drivers.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty interesting to see. You know, like, Lisa and Rosé, everyone's taller than him. Because, like, a lot of these F1 drivers, you know,
they're
smaller, too. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. Dude, you should see Lewis Hamilton next to Shaq.
Oh, my God.
It was insane. It's like he's only up to, like, Shaq's, like, waist or
what?
Some, or maybe, like, belly button. I don't
That's
fucking know.
Crazy.
It was nuts. It was kind of crazy. And also, not only was F1 going on the East Coast side of the U.S., the Met Gala was going on as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Rosé, Lisa and Jenny to all attend the Met Gala. And they were joined by Jedi Scoops.
Oh my God. When he walked out with his outfit, all I could think of is like Jedi Knight. Like he looked like freaking from Star Wars.
He did. Just someone. Did someone make an edit of that yet or no?
I'm sure.
I want to see it and I want to hear the song.
I've only heard like people put the Star Wars music over like him walking out.
Dude, I want
it. It's so good. He looks like a Jedi Knight.
We need someone to edit him, like, walking through, like...
I mean, I'm sure it's out there.
Endor or some shit. Oh, like, that'd be freaking awesome. Yeah, so that was really cool, though. So we got some carrot blink crumbs.
Yeah,
right?
they took photos together.
They took photos together. I think it was Scoops and Lisa and Jenny. Mm-hmm. Really, really cool to see. And it's kind of cool because I know, like, Scoops is, like, English is not, like, the best either.
Mm.
And I'm sure, like, seeing other K-pop artists, like, around, like, you know, it kind of makes them more comfortable. And then they'll probably talk to him in Korean, like, ask him, like, you know, how's everything? Like, mm-hmm. hope everything's okay. And it reminds me of, like, you know, when Lisa met up with Mingyu that one time, too. So it's kind of cool to see
all these... Her best friend, Mingyu.
Her best friend. Everyone's best friend is Mingyu for some reason. And it was just cool because, I mean, they're both from Gen 3.
Right.
It was really cool to see, you know, a Jedi hanging out with Lisa and her freaking awesome, hot, very scandalous, just leggings, no, like... dress or pants or shorts.
Like a bodysuit.
And then Jenny with her freaking elegant like top hat looks like she looks fucking awesome. She looks badass.
She was also wearing like a jumpsuit / dress.
It was cool. Okay, I mean we could Chanel. Let's talk about their outfits. Yes. So Jenny, first of all, she was wearing Chanel.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool.
Custom made just for her,
of course. And mm-hmm. I feel like Lisa's too. I think all of them mm-hmm. were kind of. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Rose's was fully custom made, but either way, like mm-hmm. there's a lot of. Like customization and modifications done specifically right. for them. But yeah, Jenny was wearing hers. It was cool because when she walked in, she walked in like a boss. She got two guys holding like the back of her outfit.
The train of her dress.
That was really cool. And it was funny enough during the interview, one of the interviews, they looked back and there was like a final boss.
Yeah.
Like Jenny had two guys holding her. There was someone that just walked by her in a huge white outfit, like gown.
Very, very fluffy.
It had like, how many people did you
10
see?
10 people holding the
was
train.
Was it 10
of
really?
Yeah.
You counted it?
Maybe like 8. There was a lot.
There was a lot of guys holding this dress. It was fucking
even
crazy.
Even the interviewer was like, whoa.
Yeah, they both stopped to look for a second. It was pretty funny. It was Diana Ross, apparently. So that's pretty crazy.
That's funny.
And then Lisa, styling with some Louis Vuitton, of mm-hmm. course. They had a little get ready video with her, and mm-hmm. I think it was with Vogue, because of course Vogue is like one of the main people in, like with the Met Gala, like
yeah.
you know they
mm-hmm.
kind of help host and arrange and organize everything. They talked about the outfit. I didn't even know that she was getting a lot of conspiracies, not the word. What was she getting? It's not really hate, but like complaints. People were thinking she's like wearing
like,
Rosa Parks.
Oh.
What were you going to say? What
no,
are you talking
no,
about?
No, nothing. I was going to talk about something else.
What were you going to talk about?
I thought
about?
You were talking about like how people were like saying her outfit was too scandalous.
Oh, we'll talk about that too. But yeah, so first off, it was that. And come to find out, it was just like
I don't even know
random people. Like it was like about like the, I guess it was designed of like the neighbors. Because if you zoom in, you could see faces.
Hmm.
Man, you could make any of them look like some, like you could really argue with any of them, like saying it could look like someone. It's just people
like,
trying
it's me on there,
trying to like you know how it is, just trying mm-hmm. to bring up some smoke kind of thing.
But and, the one that designed her outfit was Pharrell.
Yeah, he helped design mm-hmm. her outfit. It was him and I forgot the other designer. And yeah, I mean, no pants. Like you could see her, the cheeks are hanging out.
She was wearing stockings.
She's
though,
still
so
wearing
like...
LV stockings. Yeah, I know, but you can still see it. But I mean, people are. Saying a lot of talking a lot of shit about it. We've seen fucking way worse on the Met Gala.
I don't get it.
Like we've seen, I don't know. It's
people
like
people are like half naked and shit. On
we've
Met
seen
Gala.
People actually naked at the Met Gala. If you think about it, like there's been some crazy ass wardrobes and outfits.
Yeah,
let's not complain. Like hers is still classy, like classy
it
cunty.
Is classy.
It's really. It looks. It still looks good though.
I think it's fine.
I'm on the same page as you. I know a lot of people are like. It just shows how much you know. Blackpink gets a lot of haters, to be honest.
They do.
And we're as Blinks, we all know this, and we're used to it. And it's just like we just roll our eyes, just like Jenny. Jenny is the queen of rolling her eyes. Yeah, but I mean, Lisa looked really good. And also Rosé, she had a little video as well. With Saint Laurent, of course, she's going to be styling and, you know, showing them off.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool because they showed her, like, kind of getting her makeup done and everything.
It's
it was
like,
really
get ready
video.
With me.
And then, oh, take two because I didn't like the first one. Yeah. Get ready with Rosé, whatever. It was really cool just checking out and watching all their things. They all look super happy and excited to be there. Mm-hmm. Jenny's probably tired, probably Lisa, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Rosé was technically at
Coachella,
too. And, but supporting. Jenny even went home for a little bit, went back to Korea, of course, with family, her doggies, and then came back to New York for the mm-hmm. Met Gala. And The crazy interesting part, though, was Rosé, though. Because Rosé, she was actually one of the nine VIPs.
Damn, there's only nine Rosé. VIPs.
And to be a VIP at the Met Gala, you have to be chosen by Anna Wintour, like herself.
Wow.
Anna Wintour is the lead chairperson of the Met Gala events. And she's also like editor-in-chief of Vogue.
That's crazy.
So she's up. She is, you know, she's up there. And it's crazy to think that Rosé was invited as a VIP. Super cool. That's our girl, Rosé. I mean, she took over the world with Bruno Mars.
That's true.
So the influence and everything is there. And all of them, like, that's why, like, people are complaining, saying that Lisa's outfit looks trashy. It does not. All three of them, they always dress up like
they were all in black.
Good, classy
yeah.
kind of thing. Like, in their own styles. And actually, it fits, like, each of their styles, like, to be honest. So I think they were really prepared and really well. It's funny because Pharrell was trying to prep her too.
Yeah.
Like giving Lisa tips.
Oh, right. Because she had like this huge jacket that covers like most of her outfit. And then Pharrell was like, and then when like you feel like the cameras are all on you, just drop your coat because you want to see like the under like bodysuit because it's very like slim fitted to her figure.
And you wouldn't, you can't tell with the top coat for sure.
Right. Yeah.
You get a good look at everything, including those cheeks.
Yes, exactly.
When she does like the 360 turn.
Pharrell looks very happy.
He was jumping for joy in his fucking gold grills.
Good night. Yes.
Yes. So that was pretty fun. I mean, it's cool because Pharrell's really good friends with G-Dragon.
Right.
So it's like the YG connections and, you know, all of them kind of know each other from other people. So it's kind of cool. This next part is I didn't watch all of this, so this is kind of just stuff going on if you're curious or interested in checking these out. So Giselle, of course, Aespa's Giselle, she was on Nayeon's show Trick Code, which is like where they text each other, right? We've talked about this show before. I think Nayeon was I forgot which episode we talked about. I think it's Yuna from Viviz/GFriend because she's like she's like a Nayeon clone. They're almost like twins. So Giselle is on Nayeon's Trick Code, and it's kind of like Nayeon has to figure out who she's texting with. And it's going to obviously be Giselle. So check that out. If you haven't checked out Sana Fridge, her Fridge interview, I think one of the ones we talked about we didn't watch yet was with Sakura.
Oh, yeah.
From Le Sserafim. She has a more recent one with H and W from 17.
Hoshi and Woozy.
I didn't watch it either, but Haley, you said you saw some clips or something.
Oh yeah, she's like full on flirting with Sana.
Who wouldn't?
But like giving her a hard time. You know, it's like those boys that like tease the girl that you like. It was kind
of
like that.
Well, so many forms of flirting. Yeah. I guess that's his thing.
That's his form.
I wonder how did Sana like
it? She's laughing the whole time.
She knows.
She knows.
She knows. Sana knows. She fucking knows. She gets flirted on by like girls all the time too.
And then Woozy's just there like shaking his head half the time.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I think he's used to it. He's always on the he's like, why the fuck am I always with you? Every time. Like for like when they were on Palette, Woozy's like, fuck, you put me with the crackheads.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you think about that? I didn't even think about it.
Oh, yeah.
He was with BSS.
He was.
Fuck. This I mean, that's I feel true. Bad for Woozy sometimes. Those head shakes make sense. He's someone, like, I totally make sense. Also, our hero,
yes,
Jonathan,
K-Star Next Door.
He's back. A new season of K-Star Next Door. They're gonna be showing off. I guess new episodes actually just dropped. Two of the newest episodes is with 50/50, and one is with Tuas.
We have to watch those.
We should check them out. And it's interesting. Tuas. It's interesting. This whole beginning, I don't know if this whole season is going to be like this, but for Tuas and 50/50, they're going to be doing competitions. And I thought it was each other against each other, but it's actually between members in the groups.
Oh, okay.
So 50/50 is doing vocal competitions against each other. So it'd be cool to see, like, you know, the vocal range and what they can do. Kind of reminds me that Baby Monster, they did this a little bit too.
And also NMIX.
Yeah, NMIX too. Tuas. They're going to do a dance competition amongst them each other.
I saw a video of Tuas dancing with Jonathan for their, what is it? Their freaking comeback song. It's so funny because when Jonathan is dancing it, he's like lagging a little bit. So like Tuas will be doing their part and Jonathan's like maybe 5 seconds behind. He was trying really hard, honestly.
They
probably like taught him the test, but he couldn't remember it.
Of course he's not going to remember it.
That's so funny.
This is not his thing.
I love it. It was so funny.
Definitely should check that out. I think after we check that out, there's also another thing I was going to say to check out, and I kind of watched some of it. It wasn't that long. 50/50 has been promoting, right, for Pookie. They also were on another variety show. It's very interesting. It's actually really, really interesting. It's one where they have they're all sitting next to each other, and also there's a random trainee girl.
Mm.
But they're all like blocked off so they don't see each other and know each other, right? Kind of thing. So the aim of this thing is it's like a casual reality talk show, and it's to talk amongst other fellow K-pop idol trainees. So this one girl that was in it did not know, like, they pretended they were other people, like, okay, when they introduced themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So she probably just, you know, she safely assumed that she was amongst other trainees, mm-hmm, and they didn't show, like, who they were.
Mm-hmm.
They did, like, little Q&A sessions. They had some of them sing songs,
mm-hmm,
like solo songs for covers. Like, off the top of my head, I think Chanel did Cosmic by Red Velvet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just they answered Q&As and everything, right? Halfway or like through the midway part, when they asked them to sing a song, one of the songs one of the members quote unquote chose was Gravity, which is a song by 50/50.
Mm-hmm.
And so they started, the member started singing it, and another member, so it was Athena that chose it, and she was the whole time Athena was pretending she's like a really young like trainee,
mm-hmm,
and she had went like super high her voice throughout the whole time. And then so she started singing it, and then Chanel got up from the other side. They got up and they started singing Gravity, like I think the chorus part, got up and then looked, you know, they stood up,
mm-hmm,
walked towards the middle, and the girl was like, cover her mouth. She couldn't be, she's, mm-hmm, like, wait a second.
She's shook.
She's like, they're actual idols. They're, yeah, not trainees anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, wait a second. Then during the next part of the song, all three of the other members came up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Anna, Kina, and shit. Yewon. You know, I remember she looks like Haewon ish, but then she looks like a little like Haewon, mm-hmm, not completely. And then her name is Yewon,
mm-hmm,
so that was kind of easier to remember. But yeah, so they all showed up, and then like, and then at the end, like, you know, because they had her like stand up and like meet them, and then she kind of did a small Q&A session with them too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of interesting. I hope we get to see more stuff like this, because it's a really cool concept for a variety show, to be honest, if you think about it, right? Especially if, like, it's for a trainee, because they get to ask questions and, mm-hmm, they get to talk about, you know, their experiences. And I'm sure hearing some veteran, like, you know, like, veteran idol, or, like, they not just veterans, like, you know, they graduated and they have,
right,
if they're K-pop idols, you know, they completed what they had to do and they made it. So it'd be good getting, like, you know, like, feedback, hearing stories from, like, your, I guess, like, senpai.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, what is it in Korean? I know there's something. Sunbae or some kind of shit like that. Yeah. So yeah. So check that out if you haven't. It's pretty interesting. And I think it's time for me to finally take a break from talking, Haley.
Mm-hmm.
That means it's your turn.
Yeah, that but means, you mean you're gonna.
Oh, I'm getting a headache. And
okay,
you can hear my mouth frothing while I'm talking. But
you talk too much.
Because you don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You're still here tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast. Every Thursday, we are going to be here talking and chatting up K-pop the whole time for you guys and for us. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. And you can do these things with Haley.
Yes, you can. Enter our Alter Ego signed Lisa album giveaway at Permission to Stand podcast. And if you want to also send us questions and answers.
Or stories. Haley, you have to emphasize K-pop related.
K-pop stories related.
And questions.
You can send it to Permission to Stand Podcast on Instagram or our Gmail, permissionstandpodcast@gmail.com. Yes, .com.
All right. Your turn.
Okay. So, to be honest, I haven't really been keeping up with Run Jin.
Okay, so we're obviously doing BTS first. Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing is with Run Jin, we saw him, like, we saw reels of him doing, like,
martial stunts. Arts.
Yeah, like all this crazy shit. Like some interesting thing, like he's filming something. So I guess it's for John Wick.
It's like part of Run Jin.
It's part of Run Jin. It's like instead of John Wick, it's John Wick. So he's, and then they just dropped like the full video edit. It's like a couple minutes and it's like
him fighting,
like the
people.
Actual fighting thing. Cause I think we, you know, everyone saw the actual episodes of Run Jin when they're making it.
Yeah.
So now you get to see the short film. I mean,
I think he really enjoyed it. He did all his stunts all by like, himself.
Oh yeah. If you call stabbing and getting thrown on the car,
no, but he did like flips as well.
And then, yeah, I feel like he'd be actually a really good actor, too. Like, he has the look for it.
He really should.
I feel like he should. If you
I think,
consider
like,
it.
For future, like, if he's not going to do BTS anymore, he could do an acting career. For sure, I think he should do that.
So, if you want to check it out, I mean, it's all there now.
Mm-hmm. On their YouTube. Also, bodybuilder Choi Hanjin dropped some pictures of Taekook. And I feel like this is going, like, viral everywhere because they are fucking huge. Compared to when they left for the military, Taekook are, like, massive now.
They are beefy. They're beefy
very,
boys.
Very, very beefy.
Man, freaking Tae, he's, like, such a beefcake. He's a gym bro now.
He
Did you
is.
See that freaking shirt?
No.
He shirt? Wore a shirt just like something. It's like a gym shirt. Like, something oh. about, like. With something like lifting weights or something.
Oh my god.
You didn't
I mean,
see it?
No, I didn't. But good for them, honestly. I mean, I wish Jimin.
I'm pulling it up right now.
I feel like I haven't seen any photos of Jimin for so long because he's just so like on the down low. So I'm curious to see what he looks like when they come back. And it's like literally next month.
He turned V's a gym bro now. Look at the shirt he's fucking wearing. Do you even lift, bro?
And it's a
shirt.
He-Man.
And it's
shirt.
He-Man. What? This
okay,
this
okay.
fucking guy.
Okay.
What a guy.
I mean, good for him. Both him and Jungkook look freaking beefy as hell.
They should all work out with Stray Kids when they return.
Yeah. Honestly, it was funny because the bodybuilder who was like doing the training session with them, he was like, my wife is like a huge fan of them and she was so jealous.
I mean.
He's like.
Of course.
He was like, the boys that she fanned. Girls over are standing right here in front of me and he's like, are you jealous? Like to his wife.
Good. I'd do the same
I'd
shit.
I'd be so jealous too. Oh my
God. I'll be lifting with freaking Hyunjin and Changbin.
Oh
I'm like, Haley, you jealous?
God. Of course. Oh, damn. Okay. So moving on. I'm going to go over a little bit of an interview that Tablo did with Rolling Stones and it's about the song that he did with Namjoon.
So
I'm
stop,
tying this all
this
in
is
together.
All Stop the Rain. And yeah. Honestly, if you haven't checked it out or listened to the song, you should just listen to the song. It's really good. Like, Tablo is one of the best with making really good beats and tunes. And, I mean, I love Epic High's music and his style. So it matches really well with RM a lot. So I'm sure Namjoon had a great time working with him. Plus, not to mention, like, they've worked together on RM's his first solo single
album
and Tablo was on it and it was pretty it was just really interesting and really cool to hear.
I mean, like, go listen to the song once and then re-listen to it again and really like read the lyrics
and then listen to it like after you hear this, like what it's about, or if you read the article yourself or want to check it out. Like I said, it's on Rolling Stone, but they did an interview with Tablo and Haley's going to kind of talk about it.
Yeah, so I'm going to touch a bit about it. It's not like the full article, but just like some of the parts that were interesting to me. So Tablo did actually say that he was intentionally releasing the song a month before Namjoon's discharge from the military so that he could spare RM all like the different, like, you know, interviews and questions that he would have to be asked about the lyrics of the song. So because like a lot of the lyrics for this song are very, very deep and meaningful and kind of like sad in a way. And I'll go over some of the ones that Namjoon had put in the rap. So he basically, and like I didn't catch on to it the first time when I listened to it. I was just like, oh, okay, like the song is really good. But then when I went back and read this article, I was like, holy shit, this is kind of sad. So basically, Namjoon rapped about, this is the lines of the song, the part. When I was a kid, I was convinced that I was destined for the 27 Club. I'm 29, sinking in a bathtub. So if you guys don't know what the 27 Club refers to, it's basically a club, like a collective club of people, musicians that died or like passed away at the age of 27. Some of them including Amy Winehouse, Jimi Hendrix, the Rolling Stones, Brian Jones, Kurt Cobain, Jim Morrison, Janis Joplin, and then also the K-pop star Jonghyun of SHINee. So they all passed away coincidentally when they were 27. So crazy. Like Namjoon was basically saying in this line, like he thought he was going to be part of that club, but now he's already like 29 going on 30, so like he passed that kind of like part of his life, thank god, honestly. And then Tableau was like also asked, like he was saying that, you know, because a lot of his songs talk about the rain and you think like, oh yeah, like the rain is so nice because like it's very moody, very like kind of gives you these kind of vibes. But he was saying that even as a child, when people asked him what he liked the most, he would always say rainy days. And they would always assume that it was just like, you know, about the rain. And he said, no, it's actually not. Because like the rain allows me to realize how lucky I am to have a roof over my head, how lucky I am to be able to be holding an umbrella with or for someone. It makes me hyper aware of how rare and amazing sunny days are. And to see a rainbow is just like a bonus. It's very deep and like emotional, like the reasonings why he wants to write about like the rain all the time. Because it makes you really like think about life, I guess. It's just like you take things, like a lot of things for granted. You don't think about this kind of stuff. Like I didn't think about that. It's like you're happy to have like a roof over your head if it rains because you don't want to be like out in the rain getting wet kind of thing. And that's what he was just like touching on, basically.
I feel like him and RM are like, you know, they're really smart too. So it's like they tend to, you know, a lot of people tend to overthink too. So like in a good way sometimes, because it makes you like appreciate that. Like, you know, it's just kind of thinking out of the box.
Right.
Of like something so simple that people think of like, or see it from a different angle or perspective. So mm-hmm. It's kind of cool and interesting to see the thought process and the idea behind like why he talks about the rain.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't he? I don't even know if you wrote about it. Does he talk about anything else?
I mean, there's more to the article, but I couldn't see all of it because for some reason Rolling Stone is like, subscribe or like sign up if you want to see more. I couldn't read all of it anymore.
Oh, yeah. It's weird because I think I read it and you can actually just hit read more. And when I did,
before it did that, because I was able to see it the first time, but then going back to make these notes, I couldn't access it anymore.
Fucking well, that's how a lot of news articles are. Mm-hmm. I feel like these days on like online in general,
right,
to make people like read it. But I think also because he was I think brought up like Catholic and like, you know, like he talks about, like some of the lyrics are pretty insane. They like it kind of brings up like, you know, like back in, it kind of, yeah, he brings up back in the day during like, you know, his era of growing up and during that time period, it was okay getting hit.
Like in school.
Like in school, mm-hmm. he would get hit or slapped by like teacher.
Yeah, like they would whack them with a stick on their like shins.
And then
basically
he would get hit at home when mm-hmm. he tells his parents
right.
that I got hit at school because
you're
like
misbehaving.
And it's just like, you know, like, and it's, he talks about how it's so different today. And like, he talks about how like he's very open with his daughter.
Yeah, with Haru.
Haru.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, of course he doesn't do that to her, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
And then, and it's just, I feel like, you know, like he talks about how much time has changed and how mm-hmm. how different the world is today compared to back then, which
right.
is true. I mean,
yeah.
You know, we're not trying to always bring it up, but like, you know, you could tell that a lot more people are more sensitive
mm-hmm.
to these kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And like, of course, the other way we like to put it is like people are so soft these days, which sometimes
yeah.
people are, to be honest, like people are. They're more like more soft because they take things more personally
mm-hmm.
or and then they don't realize how like it was back in the day too
right.
like it was totally different. A lot of things back then that would fly, of course, would never fly
yeah,
now for good and bad,
because I mean, like, if you try and discipline your kid now and whack them, you're going to get, like,
you're going to go to jail or some shit.
For, like, abuse or something. But hell, my mom and dad used to whack me with a belt. Like,
yeah, me too.
I was fine.
I got belt and I got the hanger. Like,
I got the belt and the slipper.
Slipper too. Yeah, you're right.
But it got to a point where me and my brother were like a little bit older, and it was just funny because it wouldn't hurt anymore.
And I would just face the wall sometimes. I'm like, okay, like, yeah. I'm just gonna hang out here. Mm-hmm. But I remember crying when I was a kid sometimes.
Oh yeah, when you're a kid.
But it's like, but it's like weird. It's the other way around now, where it's like, it's like a lot of people don't want their children to be disciplined sometimes, but
and they're fucking wild,
and sometimes
so,
they're just out of control. Yeah. And it's kind of like there's a lot of different ways to go about it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's just interesting how Tablo brings it up, and you know, like growing up in that type of culture and household, and it's like he like brings it up in the lyrics too. Right. He kind of goes more on so about it if you like listen to everything too, mm-hmm. and then like especially because he's raised and it sounds like he's like a Catholic household too, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. And it's like, oh, like, yeah, but like they're doing all this kind of stuff as well. So it's really interesting. Just listen to the song for sure.
So moving on, Stray Kids. I actually don't really have a lot of Stray Kids news. I'm mixing NXT with Stray Kids because it involves Han. So as we all know, Huey, who is pretty much like the baby brother lookalike of Han, is a huge fanboy of Stray Kids, and specifically Han. So they are actually, this just came out last night. I wasn't able to watch it because it came out at like 4 a.m. But I will check it out probably for next week. But basically, they're on a show called Favorite Camping, and it's Han and Huey together, and they will be actually singing the song Run With Me together, which is amazing.
Ooh,
because
interesting.
I love that song, for one thing, and it's the song for Nexi that Han wrote for them, basically. So, of course, Huey is super excited to do that with Han. I did see, like, some little clips where he was, like, fanboying about it as well. He's basically living out his best fanboy dreams. And I feel like a lot of the younger idols do that. Like, I feel like Le Sserafim with BTS, you know, like Yunjin was like a huge BTS fan and now she like is able to do stuff with them.
Yeah, that's true.
There's so many other ones I can't like think of it off the top of my head. But also Han also treated Nexi with bento boxes and like a shit ton of drinks for Nexi's comeback release for Oh Really. And basically, I feel like they're really being spoiled by Stray Kids. Because last week, I did mention that Felix was the one that gave them donuts and, like, all these bubble tea drinks. And then just going off, like, Nexi's new album, Oh Really. Overall, I think the album is really, really good. It's a solid album. It's, like, a mixture of all different kind of sounds. Oh Really, there's, like, goes hard, but then it also has like a lot of like harmonizing vocals, which I really like. And then it kind of reminds me of like Stray Kids kind of songs, which I don't usually like as much to begin with, but I know like once they perform it in concert, like Simmer as well, it goes hard and you can, you know, really get into the song when you hear it live.
Way different energy, like hearing and feeling like that these kind of music,
right,
compared to listening to. I mean, some of them, you get you hype, but man, when you're there and you hear it live, it's
a whole
man.
Different level. One of the other songs that I really like besides Run With Me, which is like a very upbeat and poppy song, was Slow Mo, and I think Joker really liked this song too.
That's the last song, right? Or is it?
Yes,
this song is super catchy.
It's really good.
I like it a lot.
And then one last thing here about Nexi. Sorry, there's not much Stray Kids. But Nexi did drop their light stick design. And I think it's really, really cute. So if you guys didn't know, they do have like a little mascot. And it's a fox. And he's like, he has piercings. And he's a very cool looking fox, basically. So the light stick is the fox head design. And it does have ear loops, like metal ear loops in the light stick that he has, like earrings, basically. And then it has flames on the bottom of the globe. And their name, Nexi, is in the middle. I'm pretty sure that you can probably switch out the middle part for like their names or something, or like the biases later on. But I was like, this is a really cool design.
It's a really cool design. I like it a lot, too.
I'm honestly waiting for Meow to drop their
light
stick.
Please have a cat one or something.
A cat paw.
Even the paw is freaking cool.
With claws or something.
Yo, that'd
because,
be so
like,
sick.
Because like, Daesung from Big Bang, he does already have like, it's a tiger paw. Actually.
What did you say? What did you say?
Tiger paw.
Paw?
It's a tiger paw. But then it's like, it actually reminds me of Beppo from One Piece. Like the color.
Yeah, because the color is like, yeah, it looks like Beppo is the bear from Trafalgar Law's crew.
Right. But then, like, I'm surprised, you know, like, imagine, I feel like that would be Hoshi's kind of light stick if he went solo.
Of course, his damn tiger paw.
Yeah, but then, honestly, I'm excited to see whatever Meow comes out with. I hope that it will be something cat-related.
Disappoint us,
please.
Do not
disappoint me, please.
Please. I mean, you have hope because Black Meek was one of the first ones with a really
interesting design,
too, like with a hammer.
Little big bangs, like light sticks are really
That's why,
cool.
Don't disappoint us. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. How does Treasure's lightstick look like?
It looks like shinies. It's a gem, like a...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. I'm hoping they do something cat related.
They have to.
Please, don't fuck this up.
Yeah, okay. That's it.
All right, well, thank you everyone for tuning in, as always, to this week's episode. Please tune in next week for more K-pop talk news and updates with us here at the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk. And you can check us out pretty much on almost all podcast streaming platforms, wherever you are. Please like, follow, subscribe, and give us ratings and all that good stuff, reviews, if available, and if you could, and if you're able to spare us 1 minute of your time. And Haley, where else can they check us out, and what can they do there, and all the things that's happening right now?
So you can find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And right now we are doing a giveaway for Lisa's signed Alter Ego album. Basically, what you will be doing to enter this giveaway is tell us who your Blackpink bias is, which Blackpink member's solo album you like the best, and which songs that you like from that solo. And if you don't have an Instagram, please send that all for the giveaway to permissionistandpodcast@gmail.com. And you will also be sending question and answers that you would like to ask us, like
or
a Q&A
stories, K-pop,
or stories.
K-pop related.
I'm getting there.
K-pop
related question and answers or stories to us at Permission to Stand Podcast Instagram and Permission to Stand Podcast @gmail.com.
Very well done.
Oh my God.
Thank you everyone for tuning in, as always, to this episode. We'll see you in the next episode. Please take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.